This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, who joins us to talk about the latest developments in the Senate debate over health care reform legislation. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Well, it's one of those rare weekends here in Washington where even on a Sunday, in fact, the Senate was in session, the debate going forward, consideration of additional amendments on the Harry Reid health care bill. Overall, what was accomplished this weekend?
Well, we took some votes, not a lot of them, a lot of debate. Things continue to move on. And for whatever reason, the majority leader believes we need to be here on weekends. So we're happy to accommodate him.
Do you believe that there will be a Senate vote on this before Christmas?
A lot of things would have to happen this week for there to be a vote by Christmas. Now, it is certainly doable. The issue for Senator Reid is he has to get all 60 of his members agreeing to vote yes, I don't think he's there yet, but that's really what's going on now. I mean, we can have Saturday sessions and Sunday sessions and middle of the night sessions, but the reality is when he thinks he has 60 votes, he'll file for cloture or to cease debate and try to get the 60 votes and call it good.
Just yesterday, President Obama up on the Hill talking to Democrats exclusively about the need to hang together or hang separately, to borrow a quote from Benjamin Franklin. And does that suggest to you, sir, that he's perhaps twisting some arms and they're going to get to 60? Or is that a sign of desperation that they trotted up the president on a Sunday to talk to these people?
Oh, they'll do anything they can to get to 60 votes. I mean, they work like crazy to get the 60 votes on the motion to proceed to debate. And I happened to be sitting on the floor when Senator Landrieu talked about, well, the $100 million we're getting for Louisiana isn't $100 million, it's $300 million. I was shocked. That sounded like a lot of money to me, but yeah, they'll do everything they can to get 60 votes.
Well, one of those Democrats whose arm might be a little bit sore these days from being twisted so much is your colleague from Nebraska, Ben Nelson, who is suggested that he's reluctant to vote for the bill in its current form. He seems to be quite concerned to make sure that there's no federal funding for abortion and so forth. I don't know that he's crazy about the public option either. What discussions have you had with him, and what do you think will ultimately make up his mind on which way to go here?
You know, I really haven't talked to him in any great detail. I mean, we talk and we, of course, see each other on the floor and this and that. But I have read with interest. He's very concerned about the public financing of abortions, which is what the bill would allow. He has put in an amendment with Senator Orrin Hatch, the Nelson-Hatch amendment. Basically mirrors exactly what the House did, and the House did very, very well. They had an amendment called the STUPAC amendment, which is basically said no federal funding for abortions directly or indirectly. And that's really what they've done with the Nelson-Hatch amendment on the Senate side. The challenge that's going to exist on the Senate side, however, is it takes 60 votes now to change what's in the bill. I pointed that out a few weeks ago, that if we move to proceed on the abortion issue, it was very unlikely we'd get 60 votes to change it. I still have that opinion. I would love to be wrong about that. I would love to be on your program and say, man, did I misjudge that? But I just don't see 60 senators who are going to vote to change the public financing of abortions. I think this tends to be much more of a pro-choice Senate than it is a pro-life Senate.
Right now, Senator Johanns, there are polls showing that there's a decreasing support for this bill, especially among independents. That pendulum is really seeming to swing against the majority on this issue. At the same time, though, in just a quote from yesterday, the number two Democrat in the Senate, Senator Durbin, said that this is one of those issues that come along once in a generation. He likened it to the creation of Social Security and Medicare. What do you make of how the senators are looking at the sentiments of the American people right now?
Oh, I think, to be very honest with you, the president, who is so good at picking up the mood of the people and the campaign, I just think that administration's going tone deaf. I mean, the more people learn about this bill, the more turned off they get. In fact, not only turned off, mad. I mean, We've done town hall meetings and on and on. This bill is so rotten in terms of policy. I mean, it's just terrible policy that literally now they're relegated to just saying, make history, make history. Well, as somebody pointed out the other day, it's not so much that they're going to make history. It's going to be that they will be history. The American people do not support this legislation in overwhelming numbers.
Senator, when you look at the dynamics of this and the strategy, is the big fight essentially on cloture? Some are saying that given the majorities in Congress, once you get to a conference and there's no more filibuster opportunity, that the Democrats can pretty much do what they want. So if it's going to be stopped, it's going to happen on the cloture vote. Is that pretty much right?
The cloture vote is the key vote. And, you know, it's very possible. I mean, there's a number of ways to get this legislation done. One way is to just send the Senate bill over to the House, no conference, and say this is the bill that has to be passed. And so a conference committee really has no meaning here. So what I'm telling people, it's a cloture vote. It's that 60-vote margin, because once that is accomplished, if Senator Harry Reid gets 60 votes, then keep in mind the legislation itself only needs a majority vote. So you could have 9-10 Democrats, 10 if the vice president breaks the tie, literally vote against the bill. You know, that's the O'Kerry thing. I voted for it before I voted against it. And that would be possible here. And so the 60-vote threshold, that is the key issue in this legislation.
Last question before we let you go, Senator. During the stimulus debate earlier this year, there seemed to be some in terms of the moderate Democrats and even some of the moderate Republicans, like Senator Snow, Senator Collins, and at the time, Senator Spector was a Republican. Their attitude is basically, we have to do something. The status quo is completely unacceptable, and while this isn't good, we have to do something, and this is what's on the table right now. Do you get that same sense out there among the moderates at all?
Yeah, I hear that argument. It's oftentimes coupled with, well, let's take this first step. Whoa, wait a second here. This isn't the first step. This is a rebuilding of 16% of the nation's economy. This step will put mandates on citizens, raise their taxes, cut Medicare. I mean, this isn't a step. This is a gigantic, risky leap of faith. And once passed, I just want to alert people, you don't reverse these things. You know, all of a sudden, you've got millions more people who are put on Medicaid. You've got millions of people who are now under a federal mandate. You've got health insurance companies now getting government approval on the policy that you have today. And I can go on and on and on. And, you know, you don't reverse this. This is not a first step or got to do something sort of initiative. This is literally taking control of 16% of the nation's economy.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up, but hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again as this debate moves along. Thanks, as always, for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Nebraska Senator Mike Johanns, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.